Mike Link and Kate Crowley left Duluth more than 100 days ago. They've traveled more than 1,100 miles, having crossed northern Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Now they're at the northernmost edge of Lake Superior in Ontario, Canada. Although they walked a shoreline whenever possible, cliffs and rocky shores forced them to go by canoe for 11 days recently.
Probably the wildest, most wilderness and exciting portion of the whole lake. We were in a Voyageur canoe and seeing land that probably looked the same as it did to the Voyageurs, and that was extraordinary.
On the seventh day of the canoe trip, Kate Crowley says the expedition was caught in 9-foot waves and storms. They retreated to a nearby island with an abandoned lighthouse. Their 18-year-old guide disappeared. That's when Crowley heard a horrible sound in the dark.
To me, it sounded like hysterical laughter mixed with wailing. It was Nick, who had fallen on one of the cliffs on this island and had somehow managed to make his way back to the house. He was out there all night long. Everybody was rushing around trying to help him. And we had no electricity there, so we were all running around with a headlamp.
5 hours later, a medical helicopter evacuated the guide to a hospital where he's recovering from head and leg injuries. Link and Crowley hope to make it to the Minnesota border by September 1st and complete their sojourn in Duluth by mid-September, providing what Crowley calls Mike's poor old knees hold out. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.